Blog Talk Radio.
God, it's been so good.
Oh, hey. You've been good enough. You've been better than good to me.
God has had my back in the midst of my enemies, and I ain't even have to be there.
Welcome once again to the Metroplex Buzz podcast, and tonight is for all for the veterans. So if you all are calling in or joining us on this line, please click the following link to that say following. That way we can know that you are following us and receive the credit for that. And tonight is for the veterans, and we're hoping that they're all listening or have clicked in. And tonight we have special guests, two special guests. That's very, very important in the community. And we have Mrs. Della Richards with us tonight. She's with Volunteers of America. And also Reverend George Taylor, who is CEO of Taylor's House of Hope and the TS Recuperative Care of North Texas. And I was waiting, and I see them they had both joined in. And I want to go to them now and let them have us, let them know that you all is here. Okay, and I think one here. All right. Okay, we're live here with Mrs. Rogers. Ms. Rogers, are you there? Richards, I'm sorry. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. My name is Zella Richards, and I work with VOA of Texas, and I work in the Homeless Veterans Reintegration Program. I'm so glad that you guys have allowed me to participate in this awesome opportunity.
Okay. Well, Ms. Richards, listen, it's Reverend Taylor. I think he's on the line as well. Reverend Taylor, are you there? I thought we can't hear him. Reverend Taylor, is that you there?
That's me.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, you have to come to the microphone really close so we can hear you. Can you tell us a little bit about your group?
All right, yes. First of all, we started TS.
Yeah, what is your group name again, Reverend Taylor?
TS Recuperative Care, and also Taylor's House of Hope. I run two organizations for homeless veterans.
For homeless veterans. Okay.
Yeah.
So I want each one of you, to kind of give us a background of what all you do. I know that I know a little bit about both groups, but I think our audience is more excited about it because I've gotten a lot of calls about it, and especially Reverend Taylor, your group, you have people there that actually live there because if they wasn't living there in your home, they would be homeless. And I think Veterans of America takes care of those that's homeless as well as the ones that actually have appointments but still need some help. So So I want you to give me, both of you, to give me a background of what you all, what you do in, with the Veterans of America, Volunteers of America, I'm sorry, for veterans.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, well, again, I work, my name is Zella Richard, and I'm the program manager for the Homeless Veterans Reintegration Program. And first, let me start off with Volunteers of America is a church without walls, and we answer the God, we answer God's call to transform our communities through a ministry of service. So we are faith-based nonprofit organization, and we were founded by in 1896. This coming week, we will have been in business 127 years, and we were founded by Maud and Ballington Booth. Ballington Booth is the son of the Booth that started Salvation Army. So we are the 17th. We are the 17th largest nonprofit organization in the United States, and have over 16,000 employees in 32 affiliates, 32 different cities that provide a vast array of services like affordable housing, disability services, mental health services, correctional services, youth and children, community enrichment, substance abuse, elderly, homeless services, emergency services, and healthcare services. And I work within the division that works with the employment and training services. That's what the Homeless Veterans Reintegration Program is up under. That's the umbrella. We are funded by the Department of Labor, the U.S. Department of Labor. And we are an employment-focused program or homeless veterans.
Okay, so you say you all help with the employment and training. What type of training can they get there?
We are a short-term training program, a short-term employment program. We can pay for a variety of trainings. It just depends on what the veteran is interested and most suitable for. We have provided services or training for them to get their HVAC or CDL licenses. Some of them want entrepreneur training. It's just whatever is going to provide the veteran with a living wage and a sort of directed in a career path that they can be proud of, because there are many homeless programs out here, but what our part is that when they get in these housing programs, some of them are short-term housing programs that will pay like 2 or 3 months of rent, but they still need an income. Okay, but when that agency stopped paying their rent, and many veterans, they do not want to just be in a program that is doing, you know, paying for them, paying their way through life. They really, many of them really want to provide for themselves. So that's what we do, is to help them, give them a hand up, not a hand out.
Okay. Now, Reverend Taylor, your program, they live there with you.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about your program.
Okay, first of all, Sister Berna, we started Taylor's House of Hope back in 2008. We started out with offenders from the state that was coming out the prisons, along with veterans that needed housing that didn't have anywhere to go. And they came into our program where we helped them get the resources that they needed in order to stand on their feet. Many of them didn't have family or nowhere to go, and we became the family. What we done was help them with training. We got them in touch with peoples like Volunteers of America, Coalition, Homeless Coalitions of Dallas, and a couple of other programs that helped them get a lot of the resources that they needed. Most of them was liking transportation. They got bus passes, clothing to go to work, food. They didn't have anywhere. And the problem was that they couldn't get the resources because of coming out of the penitentiary. No one wanted to give them a chance. And I told them, I said, today, if you could come here and you could stay in this house and get yourself together and get back focused in being society and being productive in society, where you can make it. A lot of them came in and they stayed up to 6 months to a year, and they left there. They got jobs. They got their own place, and they went on about their business. They come back and they said, Reverend Taylor, I couldn't have done it without you. I couldn't have done it with your program. I couldn't have done it with Brothers Helping Brothers. And I had this thing that we come up with, Am I My Brother's Keeper? And I told her, as long as you understood who you were, then you can survive. Then in 2018, I think it was, when we came up with T.S. Recuperative Care of North Texas, where it was a unique program for veterans to have a place to come and properly recover after returning from emergency room surgeries or anything that was dealing with them being in the hospital. What we're trying to do now is get that program up and off its feet. We do have a couple of houses that we are housing them in. They are staying there now. And mind you, Sister Bernie, I'm doing all this out of my pocket. We need donations. We need help. We need people to understand what veterans go through. A lot of them say, no one's want to give me a chance. No one seems to think I can be productive. No one thinks I can do it again. But veterans are some of the most smartest people I have ever seen in my life. I am a veteran myself. Yeah, I am a veteran myself, and we tend to work together. I take them in and give them housing training, give them spiritual counseling, give them jobs, give them jobs training. I take them to their jobs. I take them to their appointments. I'm their big brother. I just do what I need to do to make sure that they productive and they moving right along.
Well, you know, one of the reasons why you and Ms. Zella is on at the same time because I have worked with you all with your program.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that people don't know is that if veterans didn't have a place to go after, if they had gotten wounded or maybe possibly just somebody cut them by accident or they cut themselves by accident, if they had an accident, and if they was in the hospital and leaving the hospital, and I know they have to leave the hospital, but it's a revolving door if they have nowhere to go and actually stay until that wound or their body heals. And what you're doing is fantastic, Mom Taylor. I wish so much and pray that you could get some type of funding because that program is needed. I mean, because I know you have a skilled nursing facility that you're trying to get off the.
Yes.
That because when they get their medicine from the hospital, you have to make sure they take their medicine. They don't give their medicine away, and things like that. Some of those people that there may have some mental health problems, but you have to take them to their doctors, and you have to do a lot of things on your own and in your vehicle. And that takes a dedicated person to do that. And Ms. Zella, I hear that you all even have your program. You have veterans who maybe have an old car that needs to be fixed. You have them get their car fixed. And you pay for their schooling for them to get some type of education there or some type of a good job. And I just want you to kind of let us know what situation that you all come up on, because I do know that dealing with the disability and mental health of these veterans is not easy. And to be dedicated as you both are, it's a challenge. It's a challenge. I mean, I've worked in law enforcement, and so I know what it's like to have and talk to and be a mentor to people that is homeless or on the street. So can you all talk a little bit about that, too, with the, you know, those that are disabled?
As far as the Homeless Veterans Reintegration Program, you know, we get veterans of all types. Now, we only work with veterans that are willing and able to work, okay? And they have to have a DD-214 to prove that they are a veteran, okay? And they have to be homeless. Now, homeless can mean a variety of things, okay? There used to be a law called the McKinney and Vento, and that is a law that says that anybody who is sleeping in the anywhere, they don't have – they are homeless, meaning they don't have their name on a lease or a mortgage, okay? They they can range from living under a bridge or in their cars or with family, friends, or whatever, okay? But the Department of Labor also includes that they can also be at risk of homelessness. That means they may have received an eviction notice or a letter to vacate, whether it's their home that they pay a mortgage on or whether it's a rental property. Their name is on that lease. If they have been, if they're at risk of homelessness and they give us that documentation, we can help them in our program. They can also have moved into permanent housing within 60 days of enrolling in our program. Those are some things that as long as they meet those criteria, and some new ones are coming up, but because we're trying to make it, remove as many barriers as possible to be able to help these veterans. But once they come in our programs, we can help them with critical documents like their birth certificates, maybe they need to get their license renewed, their HVAC license, their CDL. We can help them with educational supplies and their fees, with job readiness workshops, gas or bus passes, work tools, work clothes, you know, a variety of things that we can help them with. But we're also trying to tend to the whole person, realizing that no one agency can help a whole veteran, okay? They have they're too complex. And we as a society need to get out of the mentality of thinking that these are just my clients. They belong to God, and we're his servants. And where we are not able to help them, we need to be able to connect them with other reputable services in the community so that the whole person, as much as they can receive as much help as they possibly can. And yes, you know, in the areas of mental health and physical health and substance use and legal issues, you know, we can counsel them and provide training, but we like to connect with those other supports, you know, like their medical programs or their mental health counselors to be a support and a measure of accountability, because you cannot keep a job if you cannot control your emotions. Okay, and so those are some of the things that we like to help them with, and it really lifts their self-esteem. And in doing so, Volunteers of America has been able to hire of the veterans that have come through our program, and that is such a blessing, okay, where they are able to make living wages. You know, some of our veterans, right now we provide services to 150 veterans throughout Texas in various areas like Dallas, Fort Worth, Metroplex, just various areas. And you can look that up on the VOATX
website to see the areas that we provide services. It's not just in Fort Worth. We are located in Fort Worth, but we provide services even in Bell County, Boss, Burnett, Correll, Dallas, Denton, Ellis, Erath, Hill County, Johnson, La Paza, Navarro, Parker, Somerville, Tarrant, Wise, and Travis County. And we're just wanting to get the word out, you know, that we can help veterans that are homeless, that are willing and able to work.
Yeah, okay. And now, Reverend Taylor, you help those that's kind of willing to work as well as those that maybe have an issue for us, like health.
Yes. And what we do is we screen these veterans, and I sit down personally and talk to them and see where they at, see where their mindset at, see where they trying to go to, see what they want to do, and that, as I get a good feel for them, I let them come in and I tell them up front that, hey, look, this is what it's going to take for you to make it, this is what it's going to take for you to be productive, you got to be able to withstand criticism. Because a lot of them has been told that they ain't going to amount to nothing, that they can't make it, they can't survive anymore. Mm-hmm. Well, I beg the difference. They're veterans. They're mighty men of God, first of all.
Yeah.
And second of all, they can do whatever they put their minds to. So what I teach them that, and then I take them out and I show them some of the things that we have done in their community, some of the things that we have done in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And they get a good feel of what they want to do, and we start on it. We work on it, and I'll give them 6 months. We're gonna take 6 months, and we go after that 6 months. I want you to be able to go on your own, get your own apartment, have your own license, have your own job, your own money. Back and tell me if it don't work.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them, I have over the. Since 08, I have at least served about 170 veterans and offenders, not just veterans, offenders that have been incarcerated. And what we tend to do is one help one pick another one up. One help one and one pick up. And what that means is when you see your brother falling, you don't just hold it in, and you don't just not tell somebody. You tell somebody when your brother's falling. See, what they tend to do is work hand in hand, but that has to work together.
Right.
And once they get together and getting things done, then we can save a whole lot of veterans. We will save a whole lot of veterans. I would not give up on the veterans.
Right.
I would not give up on the veterans. Didn't nobody give up on me when I needed help. I had to. Sitting out above to give me that strength to look at a veteran one day standing on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at me, and he had a sign and said, "I need help." I said, "But how can you help yourself?" He said, "I just need a little bit. I just need to get out this rut." I said, "Well, where do it first start?" He said, "You know what? I need a drink." I said, "Wait a minute. You need a drink?"
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Yes. I can help you with that." I said, "But what I can help you with is salvation."
Right.
And I told him about Jesus Christ, and I told him how God come to save him from his sins. He said, "You know what? Nobody really ever told me that."
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Although I knew it, but nobody ever told me that." I said, "Well, come on over with me." And I took him into Taylor's House of Hope, and I began to let him be with the other brothers, and we sit down, and we have our meetings every week, and he was one of the stronger ones that left. He had found him a job. Matter of fact, he ended up getting married.
Okay.
He come back and say, "If it had not been for you stopping on that corner that day and letting me know about Jesus Christ, first of all, and that you had a program that is saving souls, bringing us out of the poverty into the marvelous light." And I told him, I said, "You know what? If you can do it, guess what? You can go out and tell your other brothers, tell them other service men that, hey, there is a way out." You know?
Mm-hmm.
You got to seek things up that are above. And it begins with Jesus Christ. I don't care what programs we put in place, but if we got to have Jesus Christ, because some of them have been torn so much, Mental health is real. It is real. They go through it. I suffer with it sometimes, you know. But I know I can call on my father, and he's going to help me. I'm calling on veterans now to help me. Help me help one of my brothers. Help me to help your brother. We need a lot of things. We need a lot of things, you know, because it's going to take more than me and Sister Richards, the volunteers.
Right.
It's going to take a whole bunch of us to come together to end the homeless. But one begot one. If we can get one, that one will get another. And that domino begins to fall. When we begin to help our brothers, we begin to bring them out of poverty. They begin to understand that, yes, I am a productive citizen again. I can do this again.
Uh-huh.
But we have to get it in the mindset of them.
Okay.
And T.S.
Reverend Taylor, one of the things we have, I'm going to take y'all to, we have some hands up. People want to ask you some questions. But one of the things that I want everybody to know that last time we was together was during Christmas when we did a haircut. We had haircuts, and they was able to come by and get food. And what was that?
Happy Hand.
Christmas Happy Hand. So
Happy
one
hand.
Of the things that I want you to think about, we're going to go to the line just in a minute, but I want to tell anybody who wants to call in, you can always call in to the 563-999-3739 and just hit the number 1. And the number again for you to call in is 563-999-3739 and hit the number 1. So I have some questions I want to ask you, but I'm going to go to one of the callers right now and let them ask you and see what they want to ask you also. Okay? All right. Okay.
Hello?
We have a call coming from 817. Okay, go
Hello,
ahead,
yes. Yes, I want to, first of all, thank you, Verna, for such a powerful show. And I really like your guests. Seem like they have done a lot for our community, and I really, really, really thank them. We need more of them. I like to ask a question that I want both of them to answer, and that is, what is the common reason, what is the common solution to get people off these streets? The homelessness is growing. It's a growing problem. But what do y'all find is the I want to see if y'all have the same answer. What is the solution? I know that, of course, if people knew better, they do better. But I mean, the practical thing to get them off the street at first. I know that if they knew the gospel, if they knew God.
Uh-huh.
I mean, when you go to help them, what are they allowing you to do to them to get them off the streets? Please, if you can each answer that question in your own way.
Okay, as far as the veterans that we serve, okay, we don't treat veterans as though they are all the same. Each one of them come in our program with unique situations. So what we do is we meet with them, assess them, and we help them to develop their own individualized employment plan. What we find out is that a lot of times we want to tell people what they need to do, and they fall between the crack because that may not be what they're able or even willing to do. We have to spark an interest in them of what matters to them. So we take the simple things and give them choices on what are the three things that you would like us to help you reach that goal, to obtain that goal. And they tell us, you know, some of them, some of them they want to get into, they want a job, or some of them they want to go to training, or some of them want to get stable for their mental health. Wherever they are, that's where we try to meet them. We don't have a specific thing, a specific thing, an all in all, because these veterans are individuals and there is no cookie cutter thing. Like, for instance, I had a veteran that came in and I was assessing him to enroll him into the program. And in the assessment, it was determined that he had moved from California and to Texas and had been running from the law for over 2 years as a sex offender. And I listened. I did not judge him because, first of all, I don't have to pull out the Bible with individuals because the word is in me, okay? And so I listened while I listened and was praying while he was speaking. And it came out that some of the things, because sometimes we have to have some very difficult conversations that people are not willing to talk about. You know, it's one thing to give them a job or to give them this, but what good is it going to be to give him a job and he know and you know that he is going to have to sit down and take responsibility for this action. So I just began talking to him as a human being that he told me that he had not gotten another crime, and I just said things like, you know, there are times that it's not a matter of when you're going to, if you're going to get caught, it's a matter of when. You and I both know that you are going to have to deal with this. I said, I can't even imagine how I would respond if I were in your shoes. But one thing I do know is that desperate people become dangerous people. And anybody who has a warrant out for their arrest, they become dangerous because you're always looking over your shoulders and out of this and out of that. Nevertheless, to make a long story short, he listened to what I had to say and leading him into taking responsibility so he would no longer have to look over his shoulders. And he told me, he said, Ms. Richards, he said, and he was just crying. He said, I can't do it. He said, will you help me? And I said, I sure will. We called. He didn't know who his parole officer was. We called around, and God led us to his parole officer, and his heart was already prepared. We talked to him. He told him of the situation, and the parole officer just talked to him as a human. He wasn't punitive. He wasn't condemning. And he just talked to him and told him things like, you know what you're going to have to do. And the veteran said, yes, I do. And he made an appointment. The veteran went to that appointment because I had did everything that I could. He agreed that he was going to go. 2 years later, this veteran came back into my office, came back to our program, and he was beaming. And he said, Ms. Richards, I no longer have to look over my shoulders. He said, I'm ready to go to work. He said, I had to sit down in prison for a couple of years, but I'm done, I'm registered, and I'm ready to work. These are the type of veterans that people that we're wanting to raise up. It's people with integrity, people taking responsibility, and people that can see that you can mess up, but you don't have to stay messed up because there is a solution if we are ready, if we are willing to do our part. And sometimes if somebody will walk that path and lead us to the right path along the way.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. To the Reverend, well, so powerful. So
what we found out is, first, we have to find out what led them to homelessness. How did they get in the position of being homeless? And once we find that out, we start working towards correcting the wrong. If that means, like Sister Richard was saying, drugs, going to jail, losing a job, losing a career. See, most veterans had a career. And when they lose that, they lose in the sight of mind. So we have to correct the wrong in order to we start making it right. And once we get them on the right path, then they are some of the smartest people, as I said before, and they begin to follow the instruction. They begin to do the things that they need to do because they have done it. They've been trained. It's been in their mindset. No matter if they've been in the service 2 years or 20 years, they know what to do right. Sometimes they got off on the wrong track. So once you start correcting the wrong with the right, then you got a productive citizen. You got someone that's going to be a leader. You got someone that's going to be able to tell everybody or tell somebody about somebody that knows everybody. And that's what I like about them, because they're not ashamed. They're not ashamed. Once they figure out what they have done wrong, they're not ashamed to tell you how they got in there, because they want to get it right. And once you start making it right for them, then the path is real simple. It's real easy for them. But again, there are some of the stubborn people you can find too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some of them are real stubborn. But once you get them on the right path, there's nothing you can keep from a veteran that he don't want. Because he go to the ends of the earth trying to get it right or getting it right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow. Thank y'all.
Well, thank you. Thank you, caller, for calling in. And, Remington, what are some of the things that possibly, if people were listening to you and they wanted to help, mm-hmm. how could they help your group? I mean, how do they, I mean, is there, like, toiletries, or what is it that you need to help those veterans? We had a barbershop. We had several barbers that came on Saturday. Just cut your hair,
and they were so great. Well, what we need help in, and it's a daily thing, hygiene packs, toiletry, clothes, mm-hmm. shoes, even computers, because what we're doing now is we give them, some of them, like they come in, as Assistant Zelda said, they need their ID, they need driver license, they need to get it, be able to be get back in touch with the VA in order to get the information for disability. We even need printers. I have some printers. I have some computers, but it's not enough, because now you got them coming in every day, coming up, bus passes, monetary donations, cell phones to keep in touch. Rem Taylor, I need a cell phone. and it's funny, I try to go to the Metro PCS and sign up with them and try to get some of the phones that they have, the low price and all of that. But mind you, I'm doing a lot of this out of my pocket, so yes, I need a lot of donations. I need some help.
Well, for instance, is there a telephone number they can call, or an address they can drop by and you know, and need something?
Yes. Now we are online. We are online. You can drop donations at TS Recruitment Care of North Texas. We have a donation block there. The address is 2823 Prosperity Avenue in Dallas, Texas, 75216. Phone number is my direct number itself is 469-223-2535. Also my home number.
But on the website, it's called www.ts Recuperative Care.
Recuperative Care.
Of North Texas. Okay. Mm-hmm. We have another caller. Hold on 1 second. Let me catch this caller. And I don't want them to leave. Hold on. Okay. Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can
hear you. Okay. Okay, the reason why I'm on the show is because I saw the show banner, and it was about getting help for vets and for the disabled vets. I happen to be a vet, and I don't think that the government supplies enough resources for the vets. So something like this, I'm glad to hear about. So I'm calling in to see if you guys need some help. There are other organizations out there that might be able to help you out. Would you be willing to learn who and what they are?
Exactly.
Yes, we would.
Okay. I'm not affiliated with them. I don't know how good they are, but they advertise themselves as being volunteers, so that if you go to them, they may have volunteers that can help. The website would be called hopecollection.org. Hopecollection.org. Either .org or .com. I forget which.
Okay.
Hopecollection.org or hopecollection.com.
Okay.
It's a volunteer organization. You go to them and you ask them if they have volunteers, which they'd be willing to give to you to help you with your particular cause. Another organization, I believe I'm saying this from memory, is YouServe, YouServe, YouServe.org or YouServe.com. I forget what the extension is, but it's the same type of organization. I believe that they advertise that they serve like 1,000 meals a day, if my memory serves me right. So they're actually doing some kind of good. And they have volunteers. So if you call them or can't go to their website, maybe they might be able to help you guys out. I don't know. I don't vouch for them. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Thank you.
We thank you for calling in and giving us that information. Okay.
Sure.
I know I never heard of YouServe.org or North Hope Collection, but that's always good to know. Do you know what city they're in?
No. No, I don't. But I've been to the website. The websites are very well designed. But what they actually, how effective they are, like I say, I can't vouch for them. But judging by their promotion, well, they seem to offer hope. And since I'm a vet, I believe all vets need any kind of hope they can get because the government in and of itself sucks. I wouldn't trust the government to give me a weather report.
Well, it's probably, that Hope Collection, you're going to have to be probably .com, because it's not, I'm looking it up in there, it's not .org, so it's probably going to have to be .com.
Okay, say the name of the, yes, Hope Collection, like I need hope, HOPECOLLECTION.
Well, it's not O-R-G, so maybe it's probably C-O-M.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it is. It's C-O-M. It's hopecollection.com.
Okay. So how does it look to you?
Well, it's not saying nothing about veterans yet. It's HOPECOLLECTION.
Right.
Collection.
Yeah. Hope Collection. Like collection. HopeCollection.com.
Okay, I got the wrong website then. This is not it's not the right one. So I'll probably look it up when I get on my computer. Okay, but we appreciate that as well. We appreciate that call.
All right, let me go there. I'm not there. Let me go there and see and make sure that I've given you the right information. Okay.
Okay. Well, one of the things, Mr. You say you need hygiene and everything too as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
We always need hygiene.
Oh, yeah. Hygiene, toiletries, clothes, shoes.
Okay. Well, I think what we probably need to do for you, I'm telling you, is get somebody to send out some letters.
Oh, I give the wrong site.
Okay.
Damn.
I mean, because some of the stores, I mean, some of the department stores may could help you with the shoes, some of those restaurants as well.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. It seems as though this domain name is up for sale. Okay, let me do some further research. Maybe they just put it up recently, and I'm still on the line. I'm going to do the research right now and see if I made a mistake in the name or if I can find the right name, and I'll tell you exactly what it is in a few minutes.
Okay. Well, we'll wait for you to come back in and talk to you.
Okay.
We won't right. Click you out right now. Okay.
So let me see.
Let you know right. That there's a lot of agencies out here that willing to help. You know, one of the things I do know, Garland and Rockwall has a lot of organizations that help vets. I don't know all what they do. But there are also there are some lady vets that wants to come on the air that these people help women who are veterans. They have a lot of problems just like the men have, especially those
okay.
That have children. So, mm-hmm. Zella, do you all have a lot of women veterans that comes through Volunteer of America?
We have several women, just not as many as we do men. But we
mm-hmm.
do have several women that are currently in our program, and those that have successfully completed our program, like a divorcee that moved from out of state, upstate from Texas, and she had her own career. She was married, but she came down here homeless and divorced. And
mm-hmm.
She was needing what she wanted was long-term training. So she got into Texas Wesleyan College in the master's degree program to become a contract attorney, but a legal contractor where she could talk to you about legal contracts. But she couldn't go to court, so she's a step under the attorney. But she just
okay.
Completed her master's degree and is currently working for the Department of Justice, making over $40,000. So the women that come through and allow us to guide them through the program can be whatever you put in, and that's the way it is with any of us. You know, it really depends on our attitude, and it depends on what we're willing to do to participate in our life transition, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We
mm-hmm.
can lead you to the water, but we can't make you drink it, okay? And so the thing that we are so careful to do is to really confront thinking errors, and I'm real big on that because I'm a recovering addict. I've been, God has blessed me with sobriety since 1995, and I'm not here because of me. I'm here because he saved me and put support systems in my life. But I found I had to start working some things out. And that's the stance I come with for the veterans, okay, to help them to see if some things will come free, but many will come in based on what you are willing to invest in, okay? So I don't know. The veterans are awesome, but they too, I don't care what type of person or program we are working in and working with, we have to teach the people how to be responsible, how to take responsibility for their choices, because you know what? If I don't pay my rent
okay? If I don't pay my utilities, no matter who is living in that house with me, whether it's my 2-year-old daughter or 99-year-old grandmother, if I don't do what I'm supposed to do with it, with what I'm responsible for, everybody in that house is going to suffer. And so we try to help people to learn how to become responsible, and so that we can decrease the attitudes, decrease the mental health. If they have mental health problems, it is not okay for you to think that just because I have PTSD, everybody's supposed to lay down their life for me. No, you need to get up out of that PTSD by going to get you some help and attending to doing your part in it, because if you don't, you are likely to lose relationships because people get tired, okay? Mm-hmm. And so we try to talk to them and help them. That's what we want. We want the best in them to come out, because they got a lot of incredible qualities, but they, at the same time, a lot of learned poor choices is what we want to help them along the way, so that they can overcome, and instead of ending relationships in marriages or with their children, broken homes and things like that, that while they're in the process, some of these things can start being mended, and they don't have to lose them and things like that. So we're really trying to help the individual to get the services that they need, so that they can be the best that they were intended to be and don't have to look down, you know. And the last thing I just want to say on this part is that a lot of times veterans have a hard time letting go of what somebody has done to them, okay? And yeah, there are agents out here that may not fulfill or do what they said they're going to do, but there are many that will. So if somebody don't, move around and move to those that will, but don't clump everybody in on the same thing, because it's not like that for everybody. Some of us really care about you, and we're trying to help you to help yourself, and because we see the potential, and we are so grateful for you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, well, I appreciate that, Sister Richardson. Let's go back to the caller. I think they found the name of the organization.
Yep, I found it.
It's the Hope.
I found it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called Your Hope. I'm there now. It's called yourhopecollection.com. So I was wrong by not having put in the U, because I was doing this from memory, of the your. So it's
your there's hope also, collection. There's, I just got one. Just, it's, one of the,
it's called the
they
huh?
have one also called the Hope Collection.
Yeah, the Hope Collection. Right, thehopecollection.com. That's right. The one I'm talking about. It's not Your Hope. That's, again, my mistake. I just got back to the site. If you're there now, thehopecollection.com, you're looking at Kevin Clawson, Reach the Children, President, CEO, yada, yada, yada.
Right.
Yeah, that seems to be a good site. And the other one was not You Serve. It's called JustServe.org.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, Just Serve, JustServe.org. And that's pretty similar. They have volunteers that they'll lend out. It's like an exchange. They'll help organizations with volunteers try to connect. It says here, connecting volunteers to the organizations that need them.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
If you go there, it may be helpful to what the Veterans Organization is trying to do. Again, I haven't used them, but it seems that, at least in theory, these infrastructures are set up to help, so might as well take advantage of them if they work.
Uh-huh. Okay. We thank you for calling in and giving us this good information. Are you here locally, or where are you from?
No. I just saw the show. And again, like, I'm a vet, and I wouldn't go, like I said, I wouldn't trust the government or the VA to give me a weather report, because they just suck.
It's a lot of
red tape.
Are you calling in from Texas?
Yeah.
Are you calling in from Texas?
Okay.
I'm from Montana. Well, you're calling in from Montana. Very good.
Yeah.
That's why I tell people that our platform is in all 50 states, and that's good to know. Very good to know.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. So
well, I'll leave now. I'm glad that you corrected me. I was doing this from memory. Sorry, my memory was off. But at least I gave the right information now. Hopefully it will be helpful. And good luck. And take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Okay, well, Ram Taylor, what some of the things that we may can do is get some of the different foundations to help you with your marketing. You know?
Okay.
Marketing is a big thing. If you had somebody just to help you market your organization, that could possibly get you some computers in there to help them with, and also somebody to teach them how to work with the computer.
Okay.
Hopefully in June, I may have a community, a small business here in the Garland area that can help veterans and help other businesses get back and that wants to do it, open up a business or have a business. We're going to be training them how to have their own business. And it's going to be a good organization for veterans as well. Because if they want to open up a business, we'll be there. We'll be able to help them do that. But we won't know that until June of this year.
June?
We will let
everybody
know then. Okay, well, we have a little bit more time, and if you want to say again how people can contact you, and Zella, how people can contact you also, because what you all have, especially with this re-entry, what type of program did you say was reinvesting program?
We're talking about we have several programs. One of them is reentry, a couple of them, actually. We have the federal reentry program for offenders that are still actually incarcerated in the Bureau of Prison, but they come to our reentry centers in Tarrant County and in Dallas County, are in Hutchins, Texas, to complete that program, and then they're released to federal probation. The other reentry program is for those coming out of PDCJ or on probation or people that are indigent, you know. They can go through the residential program. I think it's up to 90 days. And that one is located in Tarrant County to help them with their substance abuse. And the beautiful thing is that we're learning how to work together. Sometimes you have programs that you don't even know what they're doing, and they're in the same organization. Well, no, I'm trying to find all the programs that is available for veterans so that they can benefit. Like, we have a housing program. It's not just for veterans. The thing is that the veteran the people that qualify, they have to be at least 62 years old. Okay, but we have over 40 different properties throughout Texas that you can go on our website, voatx.org. And look under services. That it stands for Volunteers of America Texas, but it's just put in your search engine, voatx.org.
Okay.
So you can find the contact name and number.
Yeah, Zella, it's fixing to cut us off. We're about to go off the air. We got, I think, 15 seconds left. But I just want to tell everybody how much I appreciate you and Reverend Taylor for coming on tonight, because it's been a great show, great information, and I hope that you all got something out of it as well. And Reverend Taylor, what we need to help you with now is possibly marketing to get there, I mean, to get people to know that you're there and what you need. Okay, but we have 10 seconds, you all. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having us. We'll be in touch. And Sister Richards, we thank you, because some of our veterans at our houses have been dealing with you all over there, Volunteers of America, and you have helped them a lot. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm calling you this week.
Okay. Well, very good. Thank you all again for coming on. And we look forward to next week. Next week, y'all, those that's listening, please come back on next week and listen, because we'll be talking about Kaufman County next week. What's going on in Kaufman County? Okay, thank you again, Ms. Richards, and also
thank you.
Reverend Taylor. Thank you. Have a good evening.
God bless you.
City's been so good. God, it's been so good.
Good, it's been good enough. You've been better than good to me.
God, a chair on my back is a mist of my enemy, and I ain't even have to be there. I have grown a many cities, free and not very many, for God took care of me and my children. I'm so connected to this air that I breathe, the ocean and the sea,
the mountains, the skies, and the trees.
I'm gonna get everything that belongs to me.
Good, just say
it's been so good.
Volunteers that help you just market what you're doing. They can do a what you call this?